Nolte, Vance wants Kimmel to apologize to Erica Kirk for lying about Charlie's killer and stop encouraging violence. By John Nolte on September 26, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance wants Jimmy Kimmel to apologize for lying and added that Kimmel's lying is only encouraging more of that violence to happen. Vance appeared Thursday night on Fox News' The Ingram Angle. Host Laura Ingram pointed out that Kimmel has not apologized for accusing MAGA of assassinating Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. She wondered if an apology would make a difference. Vance answered that it would matter for a few reasons. I would love for Jimmy Kimmel to apologize to Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow, and all the people he slandered, Vance said. He is trying to say he told a joke. He didn't tell a joke. He was actually accusing right-wing America, conservative America of killing Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was murdered by a left-wing assassin who was radicalized by some of the rhetoric that we see coming from the far left, Vance added. When you accuse the people who have been holding prayer vigils, who have been praying about Charlie Kirk, you accuse them of killing Charlie Kirk. When we know it was a left-wing assassin, you are actually apologizing for his murder. Vance continued, saying of Kimmel's blood libel, you are encouraging more of that violence to happen. If we're going to stop this crazy strain of left-wing violence, we have to be honest about what it is. And what is the honest truth is that he was not killed by a MAGA American. He was not killed by a Republican, he was killed by a left-wing radical. Ingram also asked about the fake media's lies about the FCC censoring Kimmel when no such thing occurred. I would like them to tell me exactly what Brendan Carr did to have Jimmy Kimmel taken off the air, Vance answered. Because, number one, he's currently on the air. To the extent that he isn't in certain stations, it's because he is not funny and because his ratings are not very good. We should let these stations determine whether they want a non-funny comedian. Ingram pressed on, asking, why should the government chime in at all? I think that Brendan Carr put out a couple of tweets or truths, whatever he did. That does not constitute government collusion. It's pretty rich coming from the Democrats after years of the Biden administration explicitly demanding the social media company censor, he said. You didn't hear anything from the Democrats about free speech. Brendan Carr putting out a couple of tweets about speech shuts down Jimmy Kimmel's free speech rights? That's preposterous. Then Vance said what I've been waiting for the White House to say. That the broadcast networks are given free use of the public airwaves in exchange for them agreeing to serve the public interest. Please do tell me how ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS serve the public interest with their aggressively enforced left-wing monopoly and ongoing hate campaigns and firehose of fake news? They do not serve the public interest. The broadcast networks have become super PACs for the Democrat Party and need to either clean up their acts or lose their broadcasting rights. A majority of the public should not be required to stand by as these malicious multinational outlets denigrate, insult, alienate, and incite violence against us using our airwaves. These broadcast companies, ABC, NBC, CBS, they enjoy the public airwaves because they serve the public interest, Vance explained. So I actually think that we should be having a conversation about whether these companies are serving the public interest. That's actually totally separate from the Jimmy Kimmel issue because nothing happened to him. That conversation is decades overdue. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.